Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi, Penny. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Sounds like a lot of stuff is going on.
It is. You've come in the middle of a firestorm here on the old Sunday morning show. Penny is the dining editor of Chicago Magazine. Great to have you here. It's been a busy summer, hasn't it, on the dining scene in Chicago?
It's just always busy in Chicago. It's unbelievable how many places open and close and change, and steakhouses, right, and fast casuals. And
I was reading an article this morning, I forget where, about how the burger craze may be over in Chicago, and burger joints are that, you know, were popping up like crazy. I'm not surprised that they're closing, because they came in such force, there's no possible way they all could have survived.
But then how can you explain steakhouses?
Well, I just according to this article, you know, they were naming like some of the big burger places.
Yeah, they came as like an army.
Yeah, it was like locusts coming in Chicago, and now, you know, I guess it's settling down a little.
First was the cupcakes, then it was a very quick cronut war.
Right.
Then it was the burgers.
Right. What will be next, do you think?
I think pizza is, it never goes away, but right, I think there's an influx of pizza that has more different styles coming in than our deep dish or our Chicago thin.
I am reading about a lot of places getting, you know, special ovens from Italy. These Neapolitan style, you know, guaranteed Neapolitan style pizza places.
Well, now there's a Roman style. It just opened in West Loop, of course, Gabriel Bonci, and it's Roman style means that it's cut in squares, mm-hmm, and it's kind of like a focaccia crust,
yeah,
instead of a crust.
Right.
And they cut it for you, and you pay by the pound.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So you can get, you know, he's got six or eight out there, and you can have a little piece of every one of them.
Try a little of different things. There are some places that have been doing that for a while now that I think of.
Yeah.
I think my Mariano serves a pizza like that now that I think of it. That kind of, it's sort of like in a brownie pan, right? I mean, it's sort of that thickness.
Yeah, they're made more in a tin.
Yeah,
a baking tin.
Right. Well, you'll come back sometime and we'll talk pizza, because I know that's a big...
It's a favorite.
I know. It's a passion of yours. Absolutely. But I wanted to, we wanted to talk a little about, you know, we always talk about these big restaurants, but we want to talk a little about independent restaurants.
Exactly.
That are really making an impact. Which ones are the ones that are really making the biggest noise?
I don't know if they're making the biggest noise, but I would like them to. I can't decide whether to tell all my secrets or not. But so many restaurants, and all praise due to these restaurant groups who are so successful. But don't you love a little place in the neighborhood that you can just sneak into, and they know you and they recognize you, and it's not crazy expensive.
And it almost always feels like someone's grandma's in the back.
Exactly.
Cooking also. You know, it doesn't feel like, you know, that it's a
I think that may be
process.
True.
Yeah. Right? I think that's true of the ones that I like.
Yeah, and some of them are BYO. My always favorite is Moon Palace. It's been there a long time. I think everyone knows about Moon Palace. But my secret is that shrimp scrambled eggs are not on the menu, but you can order them. And you can tell them you heard it from me.
So it's just scrambled eggs with shrimp in them?
It's so unbelievable.
Or are there some other delightful things in there? Okay.
It sounds so simple. I don't know what they do to those eggs, and I don't know where they get those shrimp. But I think I'm headed there as soon as this is over.
I think I may race you over there after the show today.
There's a delightful Indian place that's open about a year up on Broadway. It's called Mango Pickle, 5842 North Broadway. And this is owned by a husband and wife. And what I love about it, first of all, it's so simply decorated. It's like there are just pillows or scarves on the wall. And the husband is from India, and the wife is from Chicago, mm-hmm, the Northwest Side. But she spent time there with him on his family business and came back and wanted to bring real Indian food to Chicago. And I'm recommending the butter chicken. It's fantastic.
Oh, that sounds good, too.
I just went to an Italian place in Albany Park. It's been there 60 years, I'm told. Angelo's.
I've been there several times since
they've changed it.
It was a pizza joint
for years and years.
It was a great pizza joint, and now it's become this sort of like upscale, cool wine taste.
How do you describe it? It's a wine bar. It's rustic, retro, chic.
Yeah, right.
It's got it all. And our particular waiter he's a certified sommelier. Like, you're in this corner neighborhood tavern, and the food coming out of the kitchen is shrimp scampi and braised short ribs, and they do still do pizza. And your waiter's telling you what wine is going to go best with your meal. And did you notice the screens everywhere? When I walked in, I was afraid I was in a sports bar. Plasma screens line the walls, and the night I was there, every screen was showing the Three Stooges.
Three Stooges, yeah. Maybe that's why I like it so much.
It was just fun.
Yeah. You know what it reminded me of? Like, kind of a tapas bar. Except it's not Spanish tapas. It's
leans Italian, and the food is really generous.
Yeah, that shrimp scampi is to die for. It's like wonderful, delicious garlic shrimp. Which, you know, when you eat the shrimp, but make sure you have plenty of bread to dip into that garlic sauce.
Yeah,
because it is absolutely amazing.
It is, and they got a little lemon and a little truffle action going on.
Right.
It's just such a shocker. If you do want a neighborhood steakhouse, Buff House in Humboldt Park is the storefront, and it is steakhouse prices, but it's a cool spot, and there's a bar you can hang out on, and there's a butcher case in front, and it doesn't feel anything like the River North steak palaces with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of seats. It's just a little place you can hide away.
Just go get a great steak, a baked potato, something like
rip
that.
Rip into your ribeye steak.
Rip into your ribeye. That's 1012 Northwestern Avenue in Humboldt Park in Chicago. Buff House is BOEUFHAUS. If you're going to be looking it up, but we'll post all this stuff.
I want to tell you about a bakery in Flossmoor.
Okay.
You can have a tea party, $30 per person, and you get these multiple tiered platters that have enough food for the engagement party.
Like a high tea kind of thing?
Yeah, but there's sandwiches, and there's sausages, and there's pastries, and there's tea, and there's little finger sandwiches. And if you particularly like something, the owner will just refill it for you. It's unbelievable. It's called Bakewell Bakery. It's at 1050 Sterling Avenue in Flossmoor.
Okay, good South Suburban
location. And for $30, you will not eat until Tuesday.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You've got another Albany Park offering that is, I have heard this restaurant, and pronounce this, is it Ixtaco?
Ixcateco.
Ixcateco Grill.
I think.
it's 3402 West Montrose. I've heard so many people recommend this to me lately. I haven't actually been to the restaurant, but I was at a friend's 50th birthday party, and they had Ixteco, however you're pronouncing it, catering their birthday party. The owner of the restaurant was on a grill. He set up a grill in the backyard of my friend's house.
Yeah.
And he was making fresh, you know, homemade tacos and corn, you know, the homemade style elotes. And it was fantastic. And I have literally heard over and over and over again people recommending this restaurant now.
Anselmo Ramirez, I think, is his name. And he broke away after many years at Frontera Grill. And one day we should do a chart of everyone who came through a Rick Bayless restaurant and opened a wonderful, neighborhood spot.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not have some, you know, people taking some of Rick Bayless's genius and applying it and modifying it to their own
Right, and he's a generous mentor. He's happy to see his folks get out on their own.
What have you loved at Ixteco?
He uses a wood grill. So he's got the flank steak, wood-grilled carne asada, wood-grilled pork loin. What I really love are the queso-topped black beans, because I think I grew up on beans that came out of a can. Mm-hmm. And I had such a bad reaction to ever seeing beans on a menu.
Right.
Or refried beans. And these just, they've got me. I'm pretty addicted to those.
Yeah. That's got to be tough, because I think we all grew up on not just canned beans, canned green beans and
peas,
you know, and in a pinch. I'm not one of these food snobs that I'm not going to lie and say that I've never done it. It's not my favorite thing in the world, but in a pinch, it works. But compared to a fresh versions of any of that, night and day difference.
Exactly.
Night and day difference. Another pizza place that you rave about is in Roscoe Village. They've got plenty of great places, not only on Roscoe, but in the entire area. And this one's on Addison, 1955 West Addison, Bartoli's Pizzeria.
And I love this. I would have loved it if I didn't know the history, but Fred Bartoli is the grandson of the Geno's East
folks. Legacy, yeah.
And he's bringing back his memory and our memory of Geno's East deep dish. That there's a million deep dishes in Chicago, and we could there's Uno's and there's Belnati's and there's Geno's East, which is no longer owned by the Bartoli family. Huh. And this kid decided that he wanted to do it the way his grandfather did, and it's quite good.
All right. Check out Chicago Magazine for lots more. Always nice to have Penny Pollock in studio with us to talk dining in Chicago. People want to get more info. Is it chicagomag.com? Is that right? To get more information, Penny Pollock, enjoy your day today. Thank you very much.